Hello. Now, all through 2021 so far, I've been banging on about deals of the day. At the beginning of the year, but I started the year with the three deep deal of the day, and then that very afternoon on the 1st of January, I put Stars Without Number solo rules up for deal of the day, and then we had that whole thing of every week I was giving you updates on sales figures as it crept up towards platinum of its on its own accord. It's currently at 773 paid sales, so it's gathered about 200 sales in the first 3 months. So it would get there, but still, I've been waiting and waiting. Then there was this fuss about it was in pods, and then with the death of Saddle Stitch, it got dropped and it got converted and then I was this constant thing of, will the deal of the day happen before I got it back into print? And then I think it was 2 weeks ago I got the proofs. Everything's good. And I found out yesterday that deal of the day, this book will be deal of the day this afternoon, my time. It's 9 o'clock on drive through time. So that's it. It's finally it come round. Taken nearly 3 months, give or take 5 days, to from the day it was submitted to when it happened. But that's not all. Last Thursday, I put my Troika Solar Oracle cards as deal of the day on drive-through cards. I think I submitted it on the Monday and it was chosen that week and it became deal of the day on the Thursday just after I made the video. And the thing about drive-through cards is deal of the day at the moment costs just one publisher point. That's it. The highest I've seen the price get to was 17. It's frequently nine if there is somebody else in the queue ahead of you, but literally the queue is one to maximum three people. There just aren't enough people doing cards that either know about the deal of the day or or bothered by it. So I put it in, and on the day I sold 17 copies. And the gross figure that they use for calculating the deal of the day earned me, which calculate use the gross figures used for calculating the publisher points you earn. I more than earned back what I'd spent, instantly on the day. I sold 17 copies on the day, and in that week, I sold 22 copies, which is not bad going. It's cards are the site is nowhere near as busy as Drive Through RPG, but it's still it was definitely worth my while doing it. So if you've got anything that is suitable to put into cards, then at the moment that is a really good way of getting getting copies sold. Now, I sold two printed decks in that week and 20 digital ones. So the fact that and both were discounted. The digital one was more heavily discounted, obviously because there's no print costs, but also the fact that there's no delivery charges. Just makes the digital much more attractive. So you don't have to go through the whole pod process. I'm sure in the long term it will pay for itself. Well, it already has. I mean, I'm sure in the long term it will vindicate the decision to go to the whole printing process, but the sales on that one day, more than paid for developing the cards and ordering the proof and everything that went with it. So, Yeah, cards are, we're creating digital versions of any kind of random tables you create is certainly worthwhile. So yeah, absolutely loved it. Brilliant thing. I will do it again. In my production schedule next year, I want to produce 30, 40, maybe more decks of cards. I will be, if the prices stay this low, I will be putting that as regular deals of the day on drive-through cards. All right, what's the next thing? Yeah, okay, so I've done the Stars Without Number, I've done the Troika cards. Ah, right, yes. So I've been wanting to sell the print on demand from my own website. And so I was really impressed when I set up WooCommerce PayPal to sell the PDFs on my site. You make far more per sale selling off your own site. The downside is that customers, most of them have got huge either drive-through libraries or itch libraries, and buying direct from you or from me means that it's they are buying something that is not in either of their major libraries. So that's obviously a downside. But within a few days, I got started getting sales, and I get regular sales now from my own site. But there was no easy way of getting the print on demand books onto my own site, and it seemed to be the only way of doing it was to set up a Shopify site, then use the Shopify Lulu Express plugin, and that would get Lulu Pod books into a Shopify store. And then there was a WordPress to Shopify plugin, which would then get the Shopify store to show on the WordPress site. It just sounds horrendous. It took me the 5 hours to get the store set up, integrate it with my website, get all my products in it, and get the print on demand. I've got four print on demand books set up with Lulu, and to get them all on the site. The that was I hadn't I got it all set up, but I hadn't linked it from the homepage, so no one could buy. I turned that on yesterday, swapping out the link to the WooCommerce site to the Shopify site. Now I've left WooCommerce running, so anyone with download links to PDFs, they still all work. It's all there. It's just the site, the store that is visible is the Shopify store. And within 3 hours, I had a paid sale, and the whole buying, what they call the customer journey, was infinitely better with Shopify than it is with WooCommerce. They send text messages if you've put in a mobile phone number, for your order confirmation. It deals with the shipping. The only real downside with the shipping is it's a lot of work to set up. You have to use the Lulu plugin to find out how much it would cost to deliver each book, and multiple copies of the books. And you do that for multiple copies of the book and for multiple different ways. There's the sort of mail, ground delivery, priority, expedited, and express. So you've got sort of six different delivery methods with six different price bands, and you have to do that for every territory you want to sell to. So that's a lot of work. Now I've put in the UK, and the US, but today I want to get in Germany and Austria because I get quite a lot of visitors and especially blog readers and the previous sale. I've looked at my previous sales, seen where they've come from, thought, right, I have to get delivery accurately set up for them. Shopify does have a rest of the world category, and if you haven't set up a specific region, then they get the rest of the world as a as the price band. Today I would really like to get Canada, Germany, and Austria set up. It takes half an hour per region. So it's not terrible, but it's still a lot of work if you really want to get to the delivery right. My delivery costs for one book was something like 380 according to the app. The Lulu app recommends rounding that up to 399, because there can be a slight price variation, fluctuation in delivery fees. So it's better to have a small margin of error. So they recommend rounding each one up to the next 99. And so that's what I've done. So if everyone follows the same advice, my delivery charges shouldn't be completely out of whack. So yeah, Shopify, the two big pros are you can get the print on demand through your own site and a much improved customer journey. Possibly, if people see Shopify, they may see that as a trust signal if they've bought through Shopify stores, and if they trust the brand, the subdomain, then that might be a plus. The downside is it comes with a monthly charge. The lowest charge you can get is $9 a month. And that's if you do everything yourself. I've gone for the entry level, not that the basic one. I've gone for the entry level one with the online store, and that is $29 a month. But my sales through my site were already over that figure, and that is without being able to offer print on demand. So I think as a long-term investment, that makes sense. Now I don't pay monthly. I paid for a whole year, which reduces the price again. If you buy multiple years, you can get up to about 6 months free if you buy several years at once. But still, as it is, I'm committed now to this for a year. So yeah, I think the Shopify looks good. The pages look good, and if you were to go, say, to the Blaze in the Dark product page, you see there's a little drop-down list, and you can choose the formats. And it's dead easy to offer multiple formats. So when I create different things, I can add them all in as one. One product with more and more options available. So that's it. That's really what I've been doing this week. I thought there was something else I was going to talk about, but I can't remember what it is. So that can't be important. It might come back later. So, I'm quite pleased with this week and looking forward to the rest of the day. For me, in about 5 hours' time, the Stars Without Number Solo Rules will be live as deal of the day, and that figure, remember, was 773 sold. Next week I'll tell you how many were sold on the day and how the sales tailed off. Last time with the Blaze in the Dark one, I fell just short of platinum, but I knew that the momentum was going to carry it over, and it did. So if I sell 160 copies in the next 24 hours, I will be very happy. If I sell 228, I'll be over the moon. Okay, but that's it for today. And I've just remembered what the other thing was, but I will save that for another video. Okay, so thank you very much.